Well, after 43 long years, the University of Maryland baseball program is back in the NCAA tournament, and the coach that led him there is John Scheff, and he joins us now. Coach, congratulations. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on.
So when you saw your name get announced and the program's name get announced, how'd you feel in those moments?
I was just really kind of happy. Happy for our players and our coaching staff, and our support people, because, a lot goes into that kind of a day. A lot of preparation, a lot of time. And, obviously there's been a lot that's gone into this for a long period of time from our staff. And, the previous staff that was here did a great job of leaving us with a lot of really good players. And so it just been a lot of, kind of blood, sweat, and tears that went into that day. And it was kind of, I guess, a fulfilling feeling for a lot of people, I would think.
Are you surprised how quickly you got the program to this point?
I guess I wouldn't use the word surprised. We have a plan amongst our staff and kind of know what we have this year, know what we have coming in the future. And I may be a little surprised as far as how we got there. You don't expect to win 11 straight, and then we beat the 1-2 team in the country in the RPI and the ACC tournament, which obviously helped. I think we got here kind of a little bit of an untraditional way. But we played fairly consistent in the early part of the season well enough to build a good RPI. And then, when you go through a bad spurt like we did in late April, and you follow that up with 11 straight, that's how something special like that can happen. I wouldn't say surprised, just because I know what we do and how hard our staff works on a regular basis and how good some of our players are. When you match all those things up, as a coach, you kind of already expect something like that to happen at some point,
Maryland baseball coach John Scheff is with us here on BAL. And, Coach, not to harp on this, but the history of Maryland baseball, the 43-year drought, playing in probably the best conference in America, and for the longest time, Maryland being the most northern school in that conference, to consider it an uphill battle to get to this point for Maryland baseball would be a gigantic understatement, but you pull it off. What does it say about these kids, too, not kind of buying into all the old mentalities of a Maryland baseball team?
A really good point you bring up. I'd say our guys were very resilient. Our players were very resilient. When some things weren't going so good, every team has its down points in the season, and we were able to get past our down point. There was a bit of as a staff, that's one of the things you had to fight a little bit was perception. And in some cases, there was a little bit of being satisfied with mediocrity, a little bit there. At times, I've seen that at times over my 2 years here, not consistently, but a little bit here and there. So, when you see that, you got to try to nip it in the bud and get rid of it, because, you're fighting a mental approach, probably more so than a physical one, because obviously, we have good enough players, talent-wise, to be where we're at. If we didn't, we wouldn't be here. But fighting that mental block at times was a challenge. And our guys were able to overcome that, which I got to give them a lot of credit for.
Tell me about this tournament as a whole. A lot of local collegiate baseball fans or people who have never been college baseball fans will start getting into this now. Tell me about how this works, the field, and Maryland's place in it.
Well, there's 16 regionals throughout the country, 64 teams, similar to the NCAA basketball tournament, which I think they have 68 now, whatever, but 64 teams, 16 regionals, 4 teams in a regional, and they're ranked, seeded 1, 2, 3, and 4. We are the 2 seed behind South Carolina in the Columbia regional. The 3 seed's Old Dominion, the 4 seed's Campbell. So we play Old Dominion at 1. Friday, South Carolina plays Campbell at 7. The winners play each other Saturday night. The losers play each other Saturday early in the afternoon. The double elimination tournament. So, you have to just keep playing until everybody's eliminated, or if you're eliminated. But it can run from Friday through Monday. The winner of this regional is paired up with the University of Virginia's regional in what's called the Super Regional. And if you get past the regional round, the Super Regional round is the best 2 or 3 series, where the lower seed goes to the higher seed for the super regional. Then the winner of the super regional, the best 2 out of 3 there, then goes on to, you know, college baseball's promised land, and that's Omaha in the College World Series.
It sounds a lot more complicated than it is in reality, I think.
It sounds more complicated. Bottom line is that you can't get in, you can't get to the College World Series unless you're one of the 64 teams in the NCAA tournament. So we're obviously one of those 64. And quite frankly, the one thing that maybe most college baseball people wouldn't understand is the fact that to be a 2 seed, you have to be one of the top 32 teams in the country.
Interesting.
Just by the math of it. The top 16 are 1 seeds, the next 16 are 2 seeds.
Right.
And our RPI going into Selection Monday was a 25. So I was happy that the selection committee seated us as a 2 within a driving distance so Maryland people could drive to the game and watch the games. We just feel really fortunate to be where we're at this point.
First game coming up Friday at 1 against Old Dominion, as you mentioned. Tell me about this matchup in game number 1.
Well, I mean, they're good. I mean, any 3 seed is a good team, regardless of how big or how small their name is. Old Dominion's in Conference USA, very strong baseball conference. They beat Rice twice this year. They beat Virginia this year. Their head coach, Chris Finn, he's an old friend of mine, very good baseball guy. It'll be a really strong challenge. I mean, every team in the NCAA tournament is good, and they all play hard. So unless you show up and play your brains out, you know, you can get beat. Our goal, obviously, is to win the regional, but you just got to go game by game, and let's just worry about them first and worry about winning the first inning, and then we'll move on from there. But they are a very talented team, and they'll throw a good left-hander at us in the first game.
Well, obviously, you will not be intimidated by anyone you see in this tournament after the teams you've faced and beaten this year in the ACC. So that must be something you can carry with you through this tournament.
Absolutely. Greensboro really helped prepare our guys for Columbia, playing the type of people we played, playing it in the atmosphere, under really substantial pressure situations. You know, and that's, you know, the first step prepares you for the second step. So I think our guys are physically prepared, and I'd like to think that they're more mentally prepared after going through Greensboro to face the atmosphere and, the culture that we're going to face in Columbia, which is a real strong college baseball culture.
Well, the drought is over, and Maryland baseball is in the NCAA tournament. They play Friday at 1 against Old Dominion in Columbia, South Carolina. Their head coach, John Scheff, en route right now to Columbia. So nice of you to join us tonight, Coach, and best of luck in Columbia and throughout this tournament.
Okay, thanks very much for having us on. I appreciate all you guys' support.
That's John Scheff. Great story there. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.